This is Carlos with datingadvicegroup.com, of course. Hey, everything these days has a .com on it. I'm going to talk about five not-so-obvious signs that he's cheating on you. Look, no one wants to think that their significant other is seeing someone else behind their back, right? It's that, basically, it's the ultimate feeling of betrayal to think about that, right? And it's one of the most powerful emotions we can experience as human beings. But you can spot the signs that will tell you whether or not a man is slipping down that slippery slope of infidelity. And if you know the signs, you can also stop the situation from getting out of control. And you can keep your relationship safe. So that's what we're going to talk about here. And you'll be able to do this without strapping him into a lie detector. Because, well, it'd be pretty embarrassing to be wrong, wouldn't it? Chances are that you'll ignore the signs that really give away the truth. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the real facts to help you keep your relationship together and on track. What I don't want you to do is become paranoid that everything he's doing is an indication of some kind of sneaky behavior. If you get it in your head that he's seeing someone else every time you're apart, well, you're just going to drive yourself nuts with suspicion. So before we get started, I want to cover a few points with you about cheating. First, the first thing you have to remember is that a happy, satisfied, fulfilled man in a relationship doesn't cheat. Yeah, I know every one of your girlfriends has you believing that men will just jump in the sack with the next hottie that comes along if the opportunity is there. And the slutty little vixen that lures them away from you, right? Now, if you know me, you know that I don't subscribe to the all men are cheaters philosophy. It's a popular opinion out there that men are the only ones who cheat, and we do it at the drop of a hat. Sorry, that's just not true. In fact, nearly as many women cheat as men. What is true is that the guys who are unhappy, just like the women who are unhappy, will find and justify the means to cheat. It's human nature. No one wants to walk away from the relationship they have, because breaking up is truly hard to do, right? Just like that song. But test driving another relationship, well, that's always a safer option, which is why cheating seems to be a great option if your old relationship isn't doing it for you anymore. So if you can remember one thing here that will serve you best, it's this. Keep your man happy. I don't mean be infinitely accommodating. Don't let him get away with crap that he shouldn't. I mean, basically, you should already be focused on that anyways, right? I mean, you're trying to keep him at least happy, and he should be doing the same thing. He should be focused on keeping you happy just as well. But it's something we all have to relearn every day. We kind of fall into these ruts where we just lose our focus, right? If we're going to have a happy relationship, we always have to keep that on the front of our minds. Number two thing you need to know is that you got to make sure that the rules are crystal clear. I've talked with more than my fair share of couples who have a distinctly different opinion of, you know, what the relationship status actually is. You ask the guy one thing, and you ask the girl, and you'll get another. In many cases, the woman had already made up her mind that they were exclusive without having discussed it with him. It's kind of crazy, right? And you should probably talk about that sort of thing with the guy. Many women fear that the conversation... Many women fear that conversation and all it entails, that they... Basically, they fear it so much, they often rehearse it in their head so much that they think they've actually had the talk with him. They don't realize they've only had it going on in their head. And then they're surprised when he doesn't share the same feelings that she has. Before you get it in your head that he might be unfaithful, you need to make sure that he's actually on the same page as you about the status of your relationship. And make sure that it's clearly understood, not just implied. Yeah, most men would prefer a more informal dating relationship to suit their need to feel unencumbered. Not because they're on the hunt for another conquest. So you might have to be very specific with your language. And while you're at it, make sure that you check in and find out what you both consider inbounds and out of bounds for your relationship. If he doesn't see it as a problem to go to dinner with an old girlfriend, but you do, well, he has to know that. And the number three tip about cheating you need to know up front is you got to put away your judgment. I talk to people every week who condemn and vilify anyone who would even consider being unfaithful. Yet 90% of the people I've talked to or dated or in some way know them. Well, if we've ever had a serious conversation, I find out that they have cheated in some way. And I suspect the other 10% were probably lying like rugs. Cheating happens, people. It happens far more than most people suspect, especially when most people doing it distort reality to make it seem like they're not cheating. It's that harsh sting of betrayal and rejection that makes us lash out in pain. Yes, it sucks. But there are very few people who ever cheat that did it to hurt the other person, right? They didn't do it to hurt the other person. That was something selfish that they did. It was a selfish act that they didn't understand the consequences of. And even if they did, they got wrapped up in the lust and the heat of the moment. Hey, I'm not here to justify the act. I'm just here to share the understanding, okay? So don't shoot the messenger. So let's jump into the signs and indications that your man might be looking to step out on you. Signal number one, the usual suspects. It's a little cliche, but you have to keep your eye out for the obvious stuff that might give away his indiscretions. Things like lipsticks on his shirts, you know, the old lipstick on the shirt collar, the scent of another woman's perfume, marks on his body like bites or small hickeys. These are little things that are pretty obvious, and if you see them, don't let yourself get caught up in the reality distortion field where he says, oh, no, I was just, I was acting. I went to acting class, and of course, you know, I had to do a love scene. Right, dude, seriously. Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater, signal number two. He's top secret with his phone. You know, these days, if you're going to step out on somebody, your mobile phone is going to be your primary communication tool. What's more, you're going to restrict anyone else from accessing it like it was a matter of national security. So if he's changing his unlock code frequently, well, that could be a good indication something is going on that he doesn't want you to know about. He'll also be spending a whole lot more time on his phone with both calls and texting. Another thing you got to watch out for are a lot of phone calls that he won't let you hear. Occasional privacy is understandable, but a lot of it could indicate a problem. You may also see him need a lot more privacy from you. Yeah, time for himself is one thing, but when the pattern changes or the frequency and duration increases to that need for privacy, well, something else might be up. What's he up to? Sign number three, renewed focus on his image. If your guy is going to the gym a whole lot more regularly and he's been upgrading his wardrobe, his grooming, his appearance in general, well, you should consider this a pretty big warning sign. He's obviously trying to prep his appearance for someone, and if it's not for himself, well, there might be a third party involved here. He might even refresh all of his tools. By tools, I mean his razor, his aftershave, his soaps, his cologne, all that grooming stuff. And that's something a lot of guys do. A lot of guys go through waves of refresh where they decide to purge out all their old stuff. So watch out for that as well. If he goes through one of those mass purges of possessions and things like that, it could indicate a little bit of a dissatisfaction on his part. Is he stepping out? Signal number four, his weird disappearances. He goes dark for days or more at a time, and it's usually where he comes back with some half-baked explanation about a thing at work or involving his family or friends in his little excuse. You might even notice he's spending a lot more on leisure activities for himself and whoever else he's with. And when he's with you, well, he might as well be on the moon because his mind seems to be wandering far, far away. The point is that he's shutting you out from the other parts of his life because he's off spending entire chunks of time without you. The less details he shares about his sudden emergencies, well, the more you should be concerned about this secretive behavior. Could he be cheating? Warning signal number five is he's extreme with his interest, or his disinterest. You see, he's either going to be really into you, mostly because he's guilty about what he's doing on the side, or he will almost completely ignore you. With a cheating guy, his behavior typically is on the opposite ends of the spectrum. For instance, you might notice he's suddenly too nice and accommodating. Well, there's nothing wrong with being sweet, of course, but if you feel like he's going overboard with the kindness, well, that's something you should take note of. His unexplained burst of enthusiasm might be on account of his affair, or maybe his way of making up for cheating on you, but there's usually some guilt involved there. On the other hand, he might be the complete opposite and act like you're not even there. For example, he might be giving you one-line responses to anything you say or ask him. If he wasn't like that at all before, well, that's a bad sign. Worse, the only attention you get is when he snaps at you or finds something to complain about. He's probably withdrawn and easily rattled because of the affair, not to mention the mental stress of hiding it from you. However, you need to remember that not everything is an indication that your man is cheating on you, right? Sometimes you'll spot his desire just to change things up a bit in his life. A guy can become dissatisfied and eventually he just wants to clean house. The reality is that the groundwork for cheating is often laid for months and sometimes years before a person finally takes action on it. We hope the other person will notice and they'll, you know, fix their wicked ways, pulling us close once more, but you gotta trust your intuition. If your gut is telling you something is off, then there is. He may deny it, and so would you if your roles were reversed, so you have to stick to your guns. Keep your eyes open. And the truth of the matter is that everyone needs to step up and take notice of the things that could be an indication of the need for something new. Novelty is always enticing, and sometimes sexual novelty will present itself. We just need to be on alert for the changes that could indicate his infidelity. And on top of being vigilant, you can further safeguard your relationship by making your connection with him as real as possible. And the best way to do this is by learning his unique connection style. This is the secret to make any man committed to you and keep him from leaving. If you want to discover how to unlock his desire to stay with you forever and never want to think about being unfaithful, well, go on over to datingadviceguru.com/connection code. That's datingadviceguru.com/connection code. And you'll get you can even get yourself a free chapter from the program, get the 7 fatal mistakes women make that send men running. This is Carlos Cavallo with yet another podcast from the soft white underbelly of dating. This is Carlos Cavallo. I'll be talking again soon. Live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.